And open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to read 6 through 11 and then 25 to 31 of Isaiah chapter 40, and we'll consider it briefly this morning. A voice says, "Cry." And I said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are young." And then going down to verse 25, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and see who created all these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths will faint and be weary, and young men will fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let's pray. God, give us a steady and sure and certain hope as we follow you. Do your work in bringing about that gracious call of our Lord and Savior who said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we need to do that. We need to come to you and find in you our strength, our hope, and our rest. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Time goes incredibly fast. We're coming up on a year since there was that three funeral week at Harlem Church. Bob Hoffman, Gloria Steginga, and Harv Hassefort passed away within just a little bit of time. Can you believe a year's gone by already? Think about it. School has started, and what happens Friday? Autumn officially begins. It's here. It's come. Sooner or later, when the certainty of the quickness of our days dawns on us, we're drawn to reflect on the meaning and purpose of our lives. Jesus put it this way: our meaning and purpose of our life is to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. God's word calls us that the only thing that ultimately matters more than anything else for the meaning and purpose of our lives is that we love the Lord God and we love people. These verses in Isaiah echo the truth of how quickly our lives on this earth end. Our lives are short. That realization can produce a rising regret over the time that's already passed. How much time we've wasted not loving the Lord as we ought, not loving the people in our lives as we ought. But God's word never lets us stay there. With the Lord, there is altogether a different outcome. No longer a need to lament the shortness of life, nor cry because so much time has passed. When we feel weak, when we feel helpless, when we feel without strength, it's the Lord who comes and renews his people. The difference is Jesus Christ in the lives of his people by the power of the Holy Spirit. I call it steady hope. Steady hope. Steady hope begins as we consider the fact that God treats us as a shepherd. Yeah, God treats us like a shepherd would treat his lambs. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He'll gather the lambs in his arms. He'll carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are young. Tends, gathers, carries, gently leads with tenderness, with wisdom. These are the things that Israel was to proclaim, but they could not until they came back to the fold, until they appropriated this very good news for themselves. Do you know that the Lord cares for you like a shepherd cares for his sheep? Do you know that? Nobody knows that. Okay, good. Read the words to me out loud. Go for it.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, amen. When we know his care, we will be steady in our hope. And we will be a people who proclaim to others what God has done in caring for us. Secondly, steady hope rests in God's ability. When I say steady hope, I hope you know what I mean. How's that for a word? It's not a wishy-washy hope. It's not a hope that's based on circumstances. It's a hope that's based on who God is and what he's able to accomplish in our lives. It's a hope that rests securely in what Jesus Christ has already done. So not wishy-washy, not that we're a people who are tossed to and fro by the whims and of circumstance that come into our lives. This is a steady hope, a hope that's completely dependable. Verses 25 to 28 tell us that it rests in God's ability. Over against the world, the nations, the man-made idols, the stars, not one of the stars is missing, these heavenly hosts. Not simply that God made them all, not that they're all there, but not one of them is missing. It's to the greatest detail. God created this world and everything in it. If the Milky Way galaxy were the size of the entire continent of North America, our solar system would fit in a teacup. Think of it. This vast neighborhood of our sun, in truth, the size of a coffee cup, fits along with other several hundred billion other stars and their minions in the Milky Way, and one of perhaps 100 billion such, what do you call them, galaxies? They're thinking 100 billion galaxies. That's beyond us, isn't it? Is it not beyond any one of? It is. It's beyond us. Teacup, Milky Way galaxy. I mean, we're like in North America, teacup setting. That's our galaxy. Woo! Why do you say my way is hidden, my right disregarded? We're reminded of when Jesus was on the boat and the disciples were all uptight about the storm. And they came to him and said, "Don't you care that we're drowning?" And Jesus said, "Peace, be still. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Isaiah 40 in the Amplified Version says this, verse 31, "Those who wait for the Lord, hope in the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him shall change and renew their strength and power." When you think about waiting for the Lord, you think of these three words, expect, look for, and hope in him. When we look to him, we see one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ask or imagine. Steady hope renews strength. Basking in steady hope brings a revival of strength and restoration. The other thing that Isaiah 30 or 40 says is that there are going to be weary folk, doesn't it? There are going to be tired folk. You and I have experienced that, haven't we? It's not saying that it's not going to come. It is going to come, but when it comes, it's the Lord is going to come to us and give us all that we stand in need of to walk through, to run through, to soar through. We will grow weary. Our strength will wane. Our feelings will change. The weight that comes when suddenly we realize that what used to cause us delight now seems to cause drudgery, simply done out of habit or custom. It's those of us that are like that, that we wait for the Lord, we're going to be renewed. There's going to be an expectant dependence. It's the same as belief. It's what Jesus looked for in his disciples. There's growth in faith that Jesus is looking for. I told you about the Gospel Alliance. The guys that I was with bet one another how many people I would know when I went there. And it was a delightful reunion of people who challenged me all my days to be faithful to Jesus. Dave Henyon, the guy who was about 5 years older than I am, so I know how old he is, big football player from Central College in Iowa. He lived out in New Jersey, and I can still remember going to a camp and watching that guy passionately in love with Jesus and passionately in love with football. And I saw him come at me one time when we were playing kick the can, and I felt what he could do to me, body, soul, and spirit. Could just shock right out of me. He's a Kelly-type character, okay? He's got that all over him. Dave Henyon remained faithful to Jesus. How many years since I was in high school? Too many to count. But he remained faithful to Jesus. I saw him and I heard his testimony again. It's that he could rest in this one who continually refreshed him. And that's just one of many that I was able to see. Look at the text again. We're going to have strength to mount up. That's like an eagle soars toward the sun. And that's a picture of our attitude being set right. We're setting our purpose, our heart goal on the kingdom of heaven. So that when Gems and Cadets meets this week, please know that it's not just individual kids with all their hustle and bustle. It's that we together are going to grow to have an attitude that matches this glorious thing that God did in sending his son Jesus to be our Savior. No, we're not unaware of the struggles in the kids' lives or in our own lives, but we're not caught up in them. We're not weighed down by them because God comes and sets our attitudes right. We have strength to run in times of crisis, not to escape, but to have the strength to go through that special situation. And we have strength to walk day by day. You know, I think that's the hardest one of all, the walking one. The day-by-day faithfulness. When everything in you would want to escape, here the Lord gives his people strength. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, and if you're taking notes, this is a great companion verse. We do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Renewed to face the new tasks that God calls us to. That's growing as disciples of Jesus. We do that in our family relationships, in our marriages, in parenting, in becoming all that God has called us to be. Even in our singleness, God wants to work and produce what is fruitful in our lives. How can we know that God will help us stay steady in hope by his care, his power, and his renewal? How can we know that? How can you and I know that this is the process God wants to bring us through this week? It's verse 8. That's how we can know. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God is trustworthy. It endures not just now, but always. It endures forever. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for an opportunity to pray together right now. And I do ask that this congregation, we together, would know again how it is that you care for us. Oh, you love us so much, Lord. Thank you. How it is, Lord, that because you have all ability and power, there's nothing that's outside of your control. Because of that, we can be steady in our hope. And then, Lord, we thank you that there's renewal that's going on in our hearts because of these truths. Oh, continue your gracious work. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen.